Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Just some news from Brian O'Donovan from the newsroom, who says the Irish National Teachers Organisation is to recommend acceptance of the public sector pay proposals agreed last week. So recommending acceptance to its members. Now, it is a busy time for parents and children around the country as the schools return. It can feel a bit like Groundhog Day. We're packing the lunch boxes, washing the uniforms. But along with those mundane activities, parents are also dreading the possible return of a little visitor on their children's heads. Namely, those tiny, itchy, crawling creatures, head lice. I'm joined now by Sophie White, writer and novelist, who describes herself and her family as suffering an infestation of nits over the past 6 months, and on the phone by Dr. Amy Morgan from County Louth on how to treat and hopefully avoid them. Good morning to you both. Sophie,
good morning.
Thinking about this and reading about it, I have had itchy hair for the past 24 hours. I don't have nits, but it does create the sensation of itching, which I'm sure our listeners are experiencing right now as we speak.
Oh, yes. No, it fosters an intense paranoia. I want to clarify, just in my defence, it's been an intermittent infestation over the last 6 months, not just continuous.
But they're driving you wild, are they, in your house?
Oh, it has been. It's just like a kind of a round robin for us. Like we've three kids, and it just seems to just go round and around and around. Like it's like whack-a-mole. I kind of obviously don't whack any children, but I do get rid of them on one, and then they just seem to surface over here on another. And I mean, I've basically, I just think, you know, when you become a parent, there's a lot of like, oh, now you'll never sleep again, or oh, it's very tough. But like, I think it's really crucial that nobody ever says, oh, you might have actual insects living on your head. And I think that would really give people pause, because no, just it's a big bowl of wrong.
When you're not a parent, you don't really get it. You don't really get, you know, someone might say to you, oh, you'll have insects living on your child's head, but you just until you go through it,
you kind of tune it out. Yeah, it just sounds so boring.
What do you do? How do you treat the nits? Is it the combing with the little comb?
I've truly tried everything, like, and really it just comes down to manual removal. That is the only thing that's really worked for us. And so basically what I do now, just no matter if there is even if I'm not particularly, you know, worried that we have them, is that I have instated Wednesday, but it's Wednesday. Day.
Okay.
And I just go after them on a Wednesday.
So every Wednesday you're there with the comb.
Yeah, I get them to lean over the bath and I comb into the bath so that I can see it, because at least that's kind of satisfying. You're waging a war and you can see the enemy. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, a little one might come off and then a second one, and I'll be like, oh, there's your little girlfriend. And then, you know, obviously the actual little nit eggs, and then I'll be like, there goes the family. Oh. Better find somewhere else to live, guys. And I think it helps to kind of personify them and direct your rage directly at them.
As I was saying to you when you came in, we have never had nits in our house.
I know, you're just inviting mess with you.
I know it's going to happen. I accept that it's going to happen, but I just don't know what to look for. What
I have
do they look like?
To scratch.
I've got an itch in the back of my head now.
But anyway, I swear, I'm clean, because I did a rigorous de-knit and I then went to the hair salon. I've made some like really big life decisions just trying to combat this. Somebody mentioned in passing that they don't like bleached hair. I've never dyed my hair.
The nits don't like bleached hair.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And I've never dyed my hair really. And I went in, I was like, do it. Bleach me up. I want full white, anything to make it an inhospitable environment for them. So as you can see, total overhaul there. And what they actually look like is tiny little, the eggs look like little kind of funny little dark sesame seeds.
Okay.
Almost. They're very tiny. But how you really know if you're dealing with, say, a little egg, or say like just a little bit of dry scalp or dandruff or something, is that they are so stuck to the hair that like sometimes in trying to pull them out, you'll actually come away with the hair sooner than you'll get that bloody nit off. It's wild.
And what do the boys think about the Wednesday night head over the bath? Like, did they put up with that?
I mean, yes. I like, it's not great on national radio to say, sometimes I have to slightly pin them down, but I pin them down with love, you know, it's with love, it's for their own interest. I mean, I do just say, like, your friends won't want to be near you if you have live creatures.
Yeah, but you have limited time to do these things with children, you know, you've got a window.
Yeah.
Amy, can I bring you in here? You're a parent yourself. I know that you know all about nits and how they work and how they don't work, but there are lots of solutions that you can buy, shampoos, treatments and so on. Do they work?
Yeah, they do. They do work. And yeah, I'm in kind of two camps here. So obviously as a GP, and then our oldest has just started primary school, and the first new
The line is just dropping on us there, Amy.
It hasn't arrived yet, but it's just a very mindful reminder that please can you check that your child may or may not have this. And it's a good way, your heart sinks initially when you get it and you think, oh no, here we go. But it is a good reminder, actually. I think it alludes to a point that Sophie made, you know, kind of setting aside time for checking the hair, because really what you want to find in terms of whether you need to embark upon treatment or not is actually finding the lice themselves. And it's not the nit, it's the lice is the active lice, and the nit is the shell that is left behind. So really, like, the only way of properly actually knowing when to go ahead with treatment is actually to detect it in your child's hair. Because, you know, your child could be completely symptom free. We're all talking about itch here now, but they may have absolutely nothing. And the first time you'll know that you have to actually get involved and get the nit comb out is actually when you've received communication from the school to say, yep, we have a case.
So you may not have any itching symptoms at all.
No.
Oh gosh, no, maybe my children do have nits.
Yeah, the itch is actually really your scalp's reaction to the saliva from these lovely little guys. Oh. So it really comes down to, and it's incredibly common, and this is the age that kids are going to get them, you know, primary school children, because they're in close contact. And, you know, it's, you know, in terms of myth busting here, it's not because the child has dirty hair. And, you know, obviously parents can feel very kind of embarrassed and they don't want to say it, or they're hanging back. And really, that's, again, another important point that, you know, it's there should be no shame or stigma attached to this. Very common occurrence. And the sooner everyone kind of puts their hand up and go, yeah, we have a case here, the sooner everyone else can know and start screening their own children to see. Because that is probably one of the biggest reasons for treatment failure, is that you're just not actually treating for long enough in the recommended fashion.
And you know those shampoos you can buy that claim to prevent it in the first place? Do they work?
There isn't actually any evidence to suggest that preventative treatment works, and the treatments, coming down into two. Yeah, they come into two. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but the treatments kind of come into two camps, really. So it's the traditional, as Sophie said, the really hard slog of the wet combing, where you're shampooing first and you're detangling the hair with conditioner, and then you're switching over to this really fine, you know, the ones you can get in the pharmacies, which are the nit detection combs, and you're going right from the scalp behind all the kind of the hot spots that the nits love, so the warm spots behind the ears, around the scalp, because that's where they thrive, that's where they feed, and you're really combing them through, and you have to be really, really rigorous doing it, because if you miss a spot, they'll just continue to thrive. Yeah.
Do you leave the conditioner in when you're combing?
Yeah, you leave the conditioner in, because it's enabling you to actually to bring the comb down, and really what you're looking for is to actually try and get one of these little guys on the comb, and that's really where you're looking. So it's the two forms, one for detection, that's the same method, and then obviously for the wet combing, for the treatment. And it's really important that treatment is done, so you'll have to have a really cooperative child that you explain everything to, you sit them down, and it's going to have to be done at regular intervals, so every couple of days, because you know that the life cycle of these lice are that they lay their eggs, which are the nits, and then the cycle continues again, so you're really trying to get them at every interval that they're thriving.
And then you've got to
slide them
out.
And then obviously the chemical treatments, slide them out, and then the chemical treatments work to kind of smother the lice effectively. So you're really, so they're not...
Oh, Amy's line is gone there.
People would know that they can get in the pharmacy, so the different solutions of the shampoos, and they usually leave them in overnight and then wash them out. And then
Amy, your line is hopping in and out on us there. Just a listener says, I was given the advice to plait my daughter's long hair every day for school, and at 21 years of age now, thankfully, we've never had nits. You with the boys, that's probably not an option.
I love that woman has waited over two decades to finally feel comfortable to say, we never had them. Yeah. Well, bravo.
This listener, Karen, has had her fair share of lice and I'm still traumatised. My best advice after having treated four children is, whatever you're using, start on a Friday, treat again the following Friday. But the trick is to make sure you treat the following Friday too, so every Friday. Mm. A lot of people make the mistake of not treating on the third week. This is the most important. She must be using some sort of chemical solution or something and doing a 3 week treatment plan.
If or it just works, the same over again. That's what I do, the same over and over again. I just kind of basically keep it constant.
You do it every Wednesday.
I mean, it's become a hobby of sorts. Some people kind of crochet. I do the manual knit picking, then full dousing. The one thing that really gets to me now about all of this, beyond how disgusting it is that my husband has never ever seem to have caught them. Mm-hmm. It's maddening. Well, my theory is that he's not showing our children enough physical affection.
Oh, right. He's not making
contact.
He's
literally holding them at bay.
He'd be delighted when
he's
saying that.
He's verbally saying, I love you, I care for you, but I'm buried in them, you see. They come, they jump on me, they're very excited, cuddles.
In this case, he's made the right decision.
He has absolutely never had nits. He's taken the knit-free road.
Amy's back on the line. Do nits like some heads and not others? You know that, I don't know whether it's an old wives' tale or not, that they only like clean hair?
No, they just love a good scalp that they can feed off, you know. So so there's myths about dirty hair and clean hair. But they love, I mean, in terms of how they move. So that's why primary school children are their focus, and that, you know, these are kids that are in close contact and they physically move from one scalp to another. Mm-hmm. So often the advice is, particularly in girls who have long hair, that they keep the hair tied up and kind of out of the way, so just to mitigate the spread of it. But it pretty much is an occupational hazard of having young school-going children. Really.
And Sophie, because you are so focused now on nits and it's your hobby, getting rid of them, does it bother you when you see children with their hair flying in the wind?
I can't actually look at, say, children with long hair anymore. I've developed a real phobia. So basically, like, fairly soon into this kind of knit journey, I, like, sheared my boys and, like, you know, they look, you know, slightly like a little gang. Skinheads, but I couldn't cope. I don't know how the parents of long-haired kids cope, but I notice, like, if there's kind of any long, thick-headed, you know, children, I tend to try and steer clear. I also would tell my children lies about that child just to kind of prevent any friendship blossoming, because I can't have it.
And shearing your children, did that work? Keeping the hair very short.
Well, it's worked to help get the treatments have just become so much easier, because I'm literally dealing with like a centimetre of hair, you know. So, you know, it with the longer hair, it just was a lot harder to kind of feel comfortable that you'd actually got at them. Do you know the way?
Yeah. This listener uses olive oil. Oh. It smothers the lice and there's no adverse effect. It also makes it easier to comb. Amy, olive oil?
No evidence, really. And, you know, you don't want to be that parent who's going off and experimentally treating their children for nits. But I don't think other parents will thank you. It really is that the slog, really, of the wet combing, and if the wet combing isn't working. And another caller made a really good point about checking back again after the treatment is finished to make sure that you're... Because, you know, these guys are stubborn, and the eggs that have hatched will kind of... You may have missed them, you know, in your second treatment. So you really need to make sure that you've gone back in and you're looking to make sure that everything is clear. So, yeah, I mean, look, there's lots of treatments out there and essential oils and all the rest of it. But really, it comes down to just the standardised treatments of the medicated sprays and lotions and then the wet combing.
Okay, so there's no evidence that olive oil smothers the lice, as that listener says, but it probably does make it easier to comb them out.
This
listener says the only thing that they ever used was conditioner, put plenty in and comb out. I sort of enjoyed combing them out, they say.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I suspect that's where you're at.
There is also the Hoover. I don't know if anyone's mentioned this, you know,
nobody's mentioned the Hoover.
Okay, so there's a place you can go where they will, there's a special, like a kind of a medical Hoover that literally they pull it through the hair and manually remove. Now, I investigated it and I found it was quite expensive and I won't be going that route. But I've seen that you can buy attachments for your own domestic Hoover that you can definitely seem to give it a go at home.
The knit attachment.
The knit attachment.
I can hear what my children would say if I tried to attack them with the Hoover. Knits are awful, says a listener in Dublin. We found that giving our lads a Buddhist monk hairdo over the school holidays did the trick.
Yeah.
Those chemical shampoos are terrible for biodiversity. And from what Amy is saying, they don't work. I mean, they may work for some people, but in general, you're saying there's no evidence that they work.
Well, in terms of people can use them, sometimes you see people trying to use them as preventative treatments and they're really all that contributes to if there are no head lice actually visible. All you're doing is irritating your child's scalp, for no good reason. And then obviously some of the other insecticide treatments, which wouldn't be our first line, they can actually contribute to resistance. So the lice can actually get quite resistant against them. So usually the traditional methods are the best, and I would absolutely caution against any type of Hoover attachment.
Be careful. Just go with the conditioner and the knit comb. Do it the hard way. Dr. Amy Morgan, thank you very much, and Sophie White. Now, I think we'll give everyone a chance to have a good scratch during this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.